Hello everyone, welcome back to Holding Fast to Faith. I am your host, Brett Hill, and today we got a great message for you coming out of the book of Micah, chapter 7. So if you don't have your Bibles, pause the podcast run, get your Bible, come back and join us. The title of the day's message is, There's a Light in the Valley. Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. I'm in the King James Version today. We're going to talk about There is a Light in the Valley. Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, starting with verse number 1. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desires the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among them. They all lie and wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desires, so they wrap it up. The best of them is a briar, and the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom, for the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Church, if there was ever a time in this world that felt like this passage were coming to pass, it would have to be right now. Things in this world that's going on are just telling us that there's all kinds of chaos and stuff happening. People's turning on each other. You don't know who's your friend and who's your enemy, because used to you could tell them apart, but nowadays they'll sit right amongst you and smile, and they'll tell you that they love you while they have a knife in their hand that they're slipping around you to give you a hug. It doesn't seem as if there's any good left in the world. So many lying in wait for blood, as the scripture said. Evil is being executed with both hands everywhere you turn. What a time in this world we live in now that Micah must have looked ahead and seen coming, as the Holy Spirit gave him this vision and told us of this time that was coming. What a time he must have saw. As Micah prophesied on further, he exclaimed, even a friend will turn on you. Church, your friends, the people that you have right now, friends will turn on you. I can remember as a teenager in high school how many friends I thought I had. There was dozens of people. When I got out of high school, when I started missionary work, when I really got real serious about serving the Lord, it just seemed like they all disappeared and vanished. You couldn't find a friend anywhere. It says even a friend will turn on you. Don't share anything with your closest companion. They're going to tell it to the world. Unless you want it leaked out. That's what the scripture's saying. He said, don't share anything with your closest person that you think is a friend or companion unless you want it leaked out to the world. He also said in verse number 5, to keep your mouth closed from her that lieth in thy bosom. My goodness, church, according to Micah, in the time that he's telling of, the time that he's prophesying of here, you can't trust your friend, and you can't even speak freely in front of your wife unless you want your private conversation spread abroad. Oh, boy, did we not know that this is going on right now, that people just love to have something to talk about. Like that old song, we'll give them something to talk about. Your enemies will be in your house, according to this scripture. Sons will dishonor their fathers. Daughters will dishonor their mothers. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. We look around us right now, church, and it's happening everywhere that we turn. There is a spirit of dysfunction in this world. There's a spirit of disaster that's coming against the families, that's coming against the household, that's coming after the love for one another. And Micah prophesied about it, and he said right here in verse 4, he says, your prophets, talking about God's prophets, he says, your prophets said that this day would come. Now, as we look across the United States at the division that's concerning us, it's a division that's concerning Israel right now, a division that's concerning the Palestinians, a division in the world concerning Ukraine, and the division that's concerning Russia and China and Taiwan, the border and all the illegal entries that's coming in the United States, and the differences of opinion that's concerning all of this stuff. Micah said that there would be perplexity. He said there would be confusion. So look, church, what a valley we seem to be in right now. What a time of darkness we are experiencing right now. The world is in chaos. The world is in shambles. And Micah prophesied that it was going to come past. And there is only one reason that this prophecy comes true. He's telling us ahead of time that I told you way back when Micah prophesied these things, so that when it comes to pass, you will know that my word is dependable. You will know that my word is truth, and you can stand on what is said in my word. And church, we are in that valley right now, in a time of darkness that the world, not just the United States, but the world is experiencing that valley right now. Now, church, I want to tell you today, just because you're in a bad place, just because you get down from time to time, just because things don't go the way that you think they should do, just because something happens and it didn't happen the way you thought it needed to happen, and when you seem to find yourself in a dark place, God, the scripture says, listen to me now, the scripture says that God is a present help in your time of need. He is always there for you to reach out to. He is there to be the friend and the comforter and the one that will give you the courage and the strength. He'll take you by the hand and walk you through the valley today. Psalms chapter number 18, verses 28 says, "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Church, that's good news today that God turns our darkness into light. You know why He turns the darkness into light? Because when He goes to speaking, things have to light up. His word is not darkness. His word is a good thing. His word is positive, false. God will always be your guide, just like this scripture says. Don't be depending on some other guide. Depend on Jesus Christ. He's a guide that you can trust. He'll keep you going even when you are in a bad place. John chapter 1 verse 5 says, "The light shines in darkness." That's something that you need to understand today, that the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 22, everything in between is light. It shines into the dark world that we live in, and the scripture goes on to say right there, the light shines in darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Come on, church, somebody needs to praise Him today that the darkness of this world, that the evil that's in this world today, everything that seems to be overtaking the world, it has no chance of overcoming the light that has been spoken into this world. God sent the light down here to shine upon us, and darkness cannot defeat the light that has been sent to us. Oh, church, listen to me. That means that there's always hope. God's light is our hope today. He's your hope today. It doesn't matter if you're over there in Zimbabwe. It doesn't matter if you're in Kenya today listening to me, or those folks in the South Pacific out there in the islands in the South Pacific, even those in Australia that's listening to us today, I want to tell you today, the light shines into darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. The darkness cannot overcome it. Oh, church, come on. God's light is your hope. Somebody needs to be praising Him today. It's a light that never goes out. His light is consistent. It's constant. It is the light that shines into the dark world. Psalms 119 verse 130 says, "The unfolding of your words gives light." That's saying that when you start turning the pages, when you pick up the Bible to get into the heart of God and to study Him and read Him out and find out His love for you, find out the promises that He has for you, His unfolding word puts light on your situation. It gives understanding to the simple-minded. It gives understanding to those people who are looking for Him, hungering for Him, and thirsting after His righteousness. The unfolding word of God gives light today, church. I want to tell you that God's word provides you light. It provides you clarity. and understanding. It gives you the understanding to even the most simple minds. It don't matter if you've never had a high school education. It don't matter if you've got a doctorate degree and everything out there. But God is telling you that His Word, it separates the education. It makes everybody on an even playing field. It brings the high people low and raises the low people up. Everybody's on the same standard with the Word of God today because it brings light. His Word is the only thing that brings light. Nothing else can do that. His Word shines in darkness in the darkest situations, church. So listen, His Word shines for all mentalities, for all mindsets, for all ages, for all nationalities, and for all education levels. The common hope for all mankind is God's Word today. His Word gives light. Praise God. I just want to praise Him just a little bit because I know what His Word will do for you if you'll cling to it, if you'll get into it, if you'll read it and you'll study it and just suck that Word up and just let Him change you from the inside out, pouring Himself into you from the throne room in heaven. Listen to me, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says to arise. See, that's the first thing you need to do is if you're down and out, you need to get up. You don't need to sit down there all the time. You don't need to have the woe is me attitude. He says, arise, get up out of that and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Woo! Come on, somebody needs to praise God today because if you're going to stand up out of your troubles and shine, for your light has come, Jesus Christ is your light. He's come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. He's here for you, not just for one person, not just for the other, but He's here for you. Everybody that will call out on His name, thanks to God, we have hope in His light. And He gave us this gift. There's a light on you today, church. There's a light that shines on you. If you're out there listening today and your life is in a dark place and you just feel like there's no way you'll get out of it, there's a light that you can turn to today. There's somebody that you can turn to that will shine some light on your situation and pull you up out of the pit that you're in today. I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is the one that you can turn to start changing the things that you're going through. Amen. Listen, I got a friend that has had some really hard things happen in his life. Now, he's had some really serious problems. He was involved in a situation. I don't want to get into a lot of it and name his name, but it don't matter. But he was involved in a bad situation where he's lost his arm, and his arm was just completely removed. He lost his arm, and that was a big downfall. It just set him back, and I can't even imagine what that would mean because I trained so much in Taekwondo and in martial arts where my feet and my arms are so important to me through a lifelong career that I've had in that or lifelong hobby. And listen, if I were to lose one of the limbs, it would just be something horrible that I feel like I was going through. And my friend here has lost an arm, and it wasn't long after that COVID came out, and his wife was a healthcare worker working, sitting with people who had disabilities and things like that. The picture perfect person of health. And she had her vaccinations, everything. She was just so healthy and young woman that just seemed like she had her whole life ahead of her. And she passed away because of COVID. COVID took her life, took my friend that had lost his arm. He lost his wife too, just back to back in just so few short years. And it was devastating in his life. Just took his life. It's like yanking the rug right out from under you. A huge, enormous Mike Tyson gut punch right in the bread basket. Church, I want to tell you, when you have two major things like this happen to you, and now you're sitting around wondering, these things are so dark in my life. Why in the world are these happening to me? I don't understand why I have to go through these. Is there ever going to be a light at the end of that tunnel? And I can see his heart reaching out from this passage of Scripture here that says, I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. He may still struggle with that loss, church. He may still struggle with the loss of his arm and the loss of his wife, but he understands that wisdom in God is much better than folly and being part of the world and falling down into the mully grubs. And just as light, God's light is better than living in the darkness and trying to stay there. He may still struggle with those things, but he knows God's light is better than any darkness. darkness that Satan has to offer. And listen to me, you may be in a valley from time to time. You may be in one right now, church. You may be going through something. I don't know what everybody's going through out there. There's millions of people that hears this podcast in over 70 countries around this world. I don't know the things that you go through in your culture. I don't know the things that your family faces. I don't have a clue what you're going through, but God knows what you're facing. You may be in something right now that you're facing. You may be in a valley. You may have been in a valley for a long time, longing to see the way out of it. But I want to tell you that I am reminded today of the 23rd Psalms, where the psalmist David, when he was going through problems and he was looking back at the hard times and the hardships, he pulls out his pen and he starts writing. He says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley." Come on now, church, you're going to walk through some valleys. And David said, "I was walking through a valley." He called it the valley of the shadow of death. And he said, "Yea, though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Come on, church. Understand here, have you ever asked yourself, why does the psalmist David not fear any evil when he's in the darkness of the valley? Come on, you got to read between the lines when you read this scripture. Sometimes it's the words that are left out that mean the most to us. Sometimes it's the words that are not said that we need to pick up on. Those are the ones that mean the most when we start reading something and we get the words that are understood that wouldn't put on paper. Sure, David said that I will fear no evil, but it's because he also said, "For thou art with me." Come on, we can rejoice in that for sure, church, and we should, because he said, "For thou art with me." Who's with him? Yes, David said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." We can all see that. We can understand. He's going on to tell about so many other things about the rod and thy staff comfort me, and I lay down in the green grass, and you lead me by the still waters. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He tells all kinds of stuff, but there's one specific thing. There's that word that makes everything seem so insignificant, the word "but." Listen to this. He goes on to tell about all these things, but what David said that he didn't say. Come on now, listen to me. I ain't trying to trick you. I ain't trying to pull something over your eyes. And I'm not rewriting the Bible here today. Something that David said to us that he didn't really say. Somebody needs to help me out here. If you know what I'm talking about, you need to help me out. There's something about his words that changes the circumstance. There's something about the words that changes what he's going through. There's something about his words that brings peace to the situation. There's something not said that makes all the difference. You say, "Well, spit it out, Pastor. Let's hear it already." Well, you see, David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." You see, David said, "I will fear no evil." And what he didn't say is, "I can't see where I'm going while I'm in this valley." What he didn't see is, I'm walking in darkness while in this valley. You didn't hear him say that. You didn't hear David say, "I can't see where I'm going." You can't hear David say, "I'm walking in darkness and I can't see what's going on." What he didn't explain to the reader is why he was not in darkness. What he didn't explain to the reader is why he could still see where he was going in the valley. What he didn't explain to the reader is where his light was coming from that he was following. But he did say, "Thou art with me." Come on, church. Somebody's with me. I believe you're getting it today. Church, 1,000 years later, after he wrote this, Jesus told David's secret. Jesus let us know who was walking with David in that valley. Jesus revealed to us where the light was coming from that made David not be in the darkness. Jesus revealed who David was following. Come on, church. He revealed who he was following through the valley. You see, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Come on, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying today. I'm the light of the world. Jesus told him, he said, "David, I'm that light." Jesus was out there in that valley with David. David was following Jesus Christ. David wasn't walking in darkness because the light was out in front of him. He was following Jesus Christ. He could see the stumping ground and all the stones that was in front of him, the snares snares that the devil had set before him way before he got to him. Why? Because Jesus was out in front of him. He was shining the light of life out there to show him, yea, though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I don't have anything to fear because the light's with me. The light's shining on my path. The light's leading the way. I'm not doing this by myself today. I'm walking with my Jesus. I'm walking with my Savior today. Church, there is no light in the world apart from Jesus. There's no hope beyond that which Jesus gives us. God's children don't walk in darkness because they're following the light. Come on. I know somebody's praising him today. Somebody needs to lift their hands. Pull your car over and get on the side of the road and let out a shout and make everybody slow down and rubberneck you and see what in the world's going on. Try to figure out what's happening to you. God's children don't walk in darkness because they're following the light of the world, and that's who Jesus said he is. David was in a valley of death, but it wasn't dark. When there's light all around you, the shadow can't even reveal itself today. Ooh, evil might be all around him, but David couldn't see the evil because its shadow was covered up by the light of Jesus Christ, because the light was so bright the shadow couldn't even cast itself. Listen, church, it's so important to know that we shouldn't be trying to be the one leading things for our own safety. We need to just follow Jesus Christ. We need to lift our hands up to him and say, I surrender to you. I'm going to follow you. There may be some darkness in this world today. You may be going through some stuff. You may be battling some hardships that you don't know how you're going to get through it. Maybe your mind is darkened up where you can't see a pathway out of it. But I'm going to tell you today, when you turn yourself toward Jesus Christ, when you let the light be the one guiding you, He says in the Bible that we don't need to be thinking our own thoughts. We don't need to be trusting in our own ways of thinking. To just trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not in our own understanding. And in all our ways, we need to acknowledge him so that he can direct our path. We need to let Jesus get out in front of us today. I want to tell you, every one of you out there today that's dealing with something in your life, you're dealing with hardships and you're dealing with struggles, you need to flip the switch. You need to turn the light on today. Jesus Christ can walk in front of you. There is a light in the valley today, saints of God. There's nothing to fear when you're in the valley. Listen, Revelation chapter 21, verse 23 says, the city does not need the sun. That's an S-U-N, not the S-O-N. He says the city don't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb of God is its lamp. Come on, church. I want to tell you today, you don't need to be worrying about where your light's going to come from, because Jesus said, I am the light, and as long as you've got me, you got everything you need. Church, I want to tell you today, it's not the sun or the moon that we need to depend on to light up the dark and sinful world that we live in. It's not the sinful world out there that offers us hope today. It's not a politician. It's not somebody out there that's got lots of money. It's not somebody that you voted for that gives you the trust, that gives you the hope, that gives you the chance to feel like you've got some future in front of you. It's hope, it's righteousness, it's grace, it's favor and goodness, and that only comes from God the Father, and that's the one that lights our way in front of us, and His name is Jesus Christ, and he's the one that God sent to die for you, to die in your place, and to give you victory over the sinful life, to give you victory over the troubles in this world, to give you light in the valley of the shadow of darkness that you're walking through, that he can walk with you and show you that you don't have anything to fear. Evil doesn't need to stir you up. It don't need to get you shaking in your boots, because Jesus Christ is the light that you need to grasp hold of today. Follow him. And I want to lead you in prayer today to let you know that Jesus can be the answer that you need. You may not know him today. You may not have a clue who I'm talking about, but Jesus Christ died for you. He came to this earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself, and I'll take on the sins of the world. Every sin that you've ever committed, Jesus took it upon his body. He nailed it to a cross. He took it to the grave. But on the third day, he got up and walked out of that tomb, and he said, I'm going to give you life and life more abundant. I paid your price, and if you will believe in me, then I am your sacrifice, that I paid your price. Through faith in me, you can walk away sin-free. Amen. I want to pray with you today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for the listeners around the world that are listening to this podcast, Lord, that you're giving them hope through the words that you have blessed them with that comes right straight out of your word. God, I pray that you touch the hearts today. God, I pray that you melt the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh. God, let them receive the word that you have given today, Lord, so that it will take root and it'll bring back the fruit and the harvest that you have intended for your word to bring. God, because you said that your word never comes back void, that it always accomplishes everything that it is sent out to do. Father, I pray right now that this word digs into the hearts of the listeners all around the world. God, that it takes root. Lord, that it brings forth the glory to your name that you intended it to do. God, if there's nobody or if there's somebody out there that don't know you today that's listening, Lord, send your Holy Ghost conviction to them right now. Convict them, Lord, let them know that they're a sinner. Convict them, Lord, let them know that they need a Savior. Step into the life, Lord. Ask them to call out on you. And ask you to come into their lives, Lord, and make you their Lord and Savior. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise your holy name ahead of time for everything that you're doing through the word of God that's been set forth today. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you people for turning in and listening. Thank you all around the world, my special friends out there in Kenya that's been messaging and calling me and things like that. Praise God for the work that you're doing out there. All you people in Zimbabwe that's been emailing and messaging, thank you for the work. Hold fast your profession of faith because God is faithful. Hang in there. God's got the answers in front of you. God has got glory that he's going to pour out on you and the ministry that he's entrusted you with. In God's holy name, thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll see you on the next one.